Listening to a podcast from Victory. As believers, what is our position in Christ? Find out in week 4 of All and Nothing.
Let me jump off to Colossians 3. And as we jump off to Colossians 3, I need to once again review week 1, 2, and 3. You know, kasi sa Colossians 1 and 2, this is where the heart of the message is, because in the next few weeks, we'll get a little practical. But just like in the scripture, when Paul would write something and command the church to do something, he would always take time para explain, just to explain why we need to do it. No, okay? So our main point for the next 7 weeks, sabi ko, is all about Jesus. Jesus is the hero. Jesus is the savior. Jesus is preeminent. He's superior. If you read the book of Colossians, the main theme is Jesus, period. You don't add anything to it. You don't add Jesus plus New Age teachings, Jesus plus feng shui, or Jesus plus me doing good works. Don't add to the gospel. It's complete. Sabi ni Paul, wag na natin dagdagan, kaya ako kayo sinusulatan, because what you're doing is actually dangerous. It's counterproductive that you're adding to the finished work of Jesus on the cross. And so he, once again, told the people in Colossae, bumalik lang kayo kay Lord. Sino ba si Jesus? And the past 3 weeks, we've been talking about that. Who is this Jesus based on the book and the letter to Colossae? Now, kung meron kayong phone, iPhone or Android, meron yung mga bago, no? Meron features doon, tinatawag time-lapse at saka slow-mo. Time-lapse means you can take a video for a long time and lapse it into 10 seconds. Mapapanood mo lahat, pero fast-forward yung dating. It's time-lapse. Okay, and of course, there's what you call the slow-mo. No, na, di ba, kunyari, pali-up na si Randall or ako kasi mababa ang talo namin, ini-slow-mo na lang. Tapos nakakat, di ba? So, mukhang mataas yung talo namin. Right? That's a slow-mo feature of the Android or the iPhone. Now, when we read scriptures, most of the time, is that we go time-lapse on the things that are really important. At gusto natin i-fast forward to what the Bible has to say. Yung, anong pwedeng gawin? Anong kinumand ni Lord? Yan, do good. Flee sexual immorality. Doon tayo nag-i-slow-mo, nakakalimutan natin, lahat ng sinabi dito, kung bakit inutos to, was because of something. You got to get to the heart before you get to the hands and the feet of the application. Because a lot of people, they get frustrated with Christianity. Ito yung mga tao nagsasabi, nako, pag naging Christian ako, bawal yan, bawal to, do's and don'ts. Why? Because you time-lapse on what's really important and you go slow-mo on application. You think it's always a step, things to do for God. And you go there and you focus there. In the next 3 more weeks, we're going to go to the to-do. But then, for the past 4 weeks, including this week, we're slow-mowing. Whoa, that's a new word. Whoa. Slow-mowing. Okay, we're slow-mowing. Talagang ginawa na. Hashtag slow-mowing. Okay. Ini-slow-mo natin. Okay, this English slang. Okay. Mag-i-slow-mo tayo doon sa kung bakit. Ano nga bang puso kung bakit niya sinasabi to? Kasi maraming Christian, ganyan eh. Sabi, mag-tithe tayo, ganyan. Hindi. Kunin mo yung puso. Sabi, flee sexual immorality. Grabe nga, eh, do. No, you have to understand this first before you can jump there. Or else, if you go here without understanding this, you feel like, oh, God is the cosmic killjoy. Because we don't understand. Right? So the last weeks, we've been talking about the preeminence of Christ. That God is supreme, He's superior, He's ultimate. If you really believe in Jesus, then you're saying it's by Jesus, through Jesus, for Jesus. Preeminent siya, superior siya sa buhay natin. Kasi if you don't believe in this, you don't really believe in Jesus. Okay? And then we talk about last week, the fullness of Christ, yung pre-niche ni Pastor Joash. That everything I need is already in Christ. It's made complete. The full Godhead in bodily form resides in Christ. Jesus is God. When you see the Father, you see me. It's the fullness of Christ. And as Christians, we are now filled with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, wala na akong kailangan pang iba dahil kompleto na ako because of the fullness of Christ. I have Christ living in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory, sabi ni Paul. What that means is, I don't need to look for this or that or this to complete me. I'm already full because Christ resides in me. If your happiness and your enjoyment in life is dependent on what the world would try to give you, that means you don't believe in the fullness of Christ. That's why you go looking for other things which the Bible calls idolatry. Okay? So yan yung first 3 weeks natin. So today, what we'll try to do is slow-mo one more time before we go to the applications. Okay? The biggest problem in the church in Colossae and in the church now is what we call identity crisis. Maraming Christians, hindi nila alam yung identity nila. We don't understand. That's why a lot get burnout. A lot feel like they're self-righteous. Some are defeated because they seem can't fight sin. They can't seem to live victoriously. Why? Because they don't get the heart. Kung sino ka? Who are you? Because if you're able to answer who you are, kung alam mo yung identity mo, may natural na lumalabas sa'yo. Give you an example. Diba? Weird, pag sinabi ko kay Christian, Randall, tsaka kay Jeremy, Jeremy, Christian, Randall, tara. O, saan tayo po? CR. O, anong gawin natin? Suklay tayo. Bakit? Lalaki ako, hindi ginagawa ng lalaki yun, right? Tinuro ba sa atin na magulang natin, hoy, wag mo invite lahat ng mga lalaki, tapos magsusuklay na kayo sa CR. Nobody, but it's innate. There's something there that tells me, that's kind of weird. Right? But women, they could do that. O, mga mare, saan tayo? CR. Ano? Ano lang tayo? Di ba? Okay. Isipin mo pag lalaki, ginagawa yon. Isipin mo pag ang haba ng pila after the service, bro, ano bang ano mo? Ito, ayusin ko ah. Di ba? Medyo weird, right? Generally, 99% of men won't do that, right? Because it's something, there's an identity in me. Nobody taught me that I get my ball pens and put it there and make fire. Tapos nagiging Wolverine, di ba? Hindi naman tinuro sa akin yun eh. Right? But even for the women, there's something that's innate. Why? It's your identity. On a general sense, this is who I am and therefore it comes out this way. How come a lot of Christians, they declare they're Christians but they seem to live differently? It's not because they're disobedient. Yes, they're disobedient, but that's not the root. The root is identity crisis. They don't know who they are. Ang isda, magsiswimming yan. Because they know they're fish. Ang aso, hindi nagmiyaw. Because they're clear that I'm a dog. Okay? And therefore, I do dog things. Right? How come Christians different? This is what Paul wanted to tackle to the Colossae church. Kaya sabi niya, I'll take time to tell you who Jesus is first, and now I'll tell you who you are in Christ. In Jesus, so that you'll understand. Pag naniniwala ka sa preeminence ni Christ, sa fullness ni God, now I'll tell you who you are, so that you'll know what to do. Who are you? This is such a very deep philosophical question. Who are you? Diba? Ang dami na, oh, ako yung pastor dito, oh, ako, estudyante ako. Hindi, trabaho mo yan. Hindi ikaw yan. Sinabi mo, who are you? I'm a student, you know, and you start telling things about who you are. I'm a student. Therefore, all the actions you'll make will be in the lens of a student. The problem is, you're not a student 10 years from now. You'll be a businessman. Ah, businessman ako. No. That's your job now. But if you close shop, you're no longer a businessman. When you go home, you're no longer a businessman. You're just part of the family. That's not who you are. And Paul was saying, Christians must first understand I am first a child of God before anything else. I'm a Christian student. Jeremy is a Christian student. 2-3 years from now, he'll graduate. He'll be a Christian actor. Extra, bro, sa isang action movie ni Pastor Larry. Okay? Right? Or a Christian politician, or a Christian this, or you are first identified because of who you are in Christ. Para maintindihan natin, Kristiyano muna tayo na may ginagawa. Hindi yung ginagawa natin ang identity natin. It's not. Okay? Who you are in Christ determines what you do. All of our life's activity has to be grounded in our identity in Christ. Dahil Christian ako, Kaya ako to ginagawa. Hindi ko to ginagawa para masabing Christian ako. Christian na kasi ako, kaya ako to okay? That's two different worlds. Everything we do, I'm not a husband, I'm a Christian husband. I'm not a father, I'm a Christian father. Okay? I'm not the wife or son or daughter. I'm a Christian wife, son, daughter, uncle, auntie, doctor, pastor. I'm a Christian first. All work should flow from who I am in Christ. It solves the problem. Naalala niyo yung katang, gusto kong bumait pero di ko magawa. For the foreigners here, I want to be good, but I don't know how. Okay? Right? Di ba parang, gusto kong, and it was written by a Filipino who literally grew up in a religious context. Gusto kong bumait, pero di ko magawa. Right? Why? Because may identity crisis ka eh. But yung iba, kaya mo gawing naturally, eto hindi mo magawa. Because you don't know who you are. If you know who you are, you can actually do it. Okay? And this is what Colossians 3, and we'll go 4 verses only, what Paul wanted to address in a way, aside from all the other things, dahil nga ang lalim ng Colossians. Let's look at Colossians 3, verse 1. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Sabi ni Paul, we are raised with Christ. That's who we are. We've been raised with Christ. This was pertaining to Colossians 2, that we were baptized into His death and we were raised with Christ. Alam niyo naman, di ba, si Lord nabuhay ulit after 3 days. What Paul was saying, ikaw to ngayon, in Christ. You've been raised with Christ. Okay? You've also resurrected. That's why we're called, the state is being born again. You've been raised with Christ. Okay? Raised with Christ means you are given new life. Before you were dead in your sin, now you are raised with Christ. You're made alive. You're a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Sino sa inyo dito love na love niyo yung old self niyo? Bago niyo nakilala si Lord. Papakasalan niyo ba yung old self niyo? Sabi sa Bible, if you are in Christ, you become a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. For those who have been Christian for a long time, God has changed us. Slowly, day by day. Right? Na ayaw mong pakasalan yung old self mo. Kasi alam mo, gulo yan. Pag pinakasalan ko yung old self ko. It's hard to love your old self. But then, we have been now raised with Christ. You are given you new life. You are no longer your old self. And this is the truth. Pero ano lagi natin naririnig? Hey, ganito na kasi talaga ako eh. Ay, mahirap talaga. Hindi ko ma-overcome yan. You're declaring a false thing. It's not the truth. The truth is, if you're saying you're in Christ, then you've been raised with Christ. Eh, pag sinabi mo, eh, well, ganito talaga ako. Eh, di ganyan ka talaga. Why? You're not letting God operate over your life. And therefore, who's stopping you? You. You are the problem. Because you keep declaring you're like this. Ganun na talaga ako. Maginoo, pero medyo bastos. No, you keep declaring that, you'll be like that. Because you keep saying that. But you've been raised with Christ. You're no longer yourself. That should be the truth. Because that is the truth. Pansin nyo, di ba yung mga iba? Huwag na kayo magtasa kamay. Yung mga dati, ang hilig nyo magmura. Lahat ng sentence may mura. Masaya kayo, nagmumura kayo. Malungkot kayo, nagmumura kayo. Di ba? Sa tulog niya, nagmumura kayo. Tapos bigla nila, nagbago ka. Tapos pag binumura ka ngayon, nasasaktan ka. Eh dati, ganun ka naman. What happened? You become a new creation. Umaten ka ba ng nagmumurang anonymous? Hindi, di ba? Wala ka namang ginawang 12-step. Binago ka lang ni Lord. Just surprisingly, you find yourself, oh, ano? Sensitive ka na ngayon. Pag may nagmura sa'yo, parang nasasaktan ka. Pero dati, yan yung pastime mo. Di ba? May app ka pa about mura. Di ba? So, and you've changed. Why? Because you've been raised with Christ. It's something that's supernatural. This is the truth. And therefore, you have to declare that. Ito na ako ngayon. This is who I am in Christ now. I'm no longer my old self. I don't need to go back there. I have to understand this. If you're addicted to something, what you're saying is, I'm no longer that. I'm already this. Is the struggle real? Yes, the struggle is real. But then this is who I am now. Therefore, I would live this way. I want us to watch this movie, a clip from a movie called Blood Diamond. This was in the ending where this guy, this young kid, was trained to be an assassin, a killer, and a terrorist. And then he meets his dad again. And his dad reminded him of who he is. And I want you to watch this and we'll connect this with our verse.
Solomon.
Dia.
What are you doing?
Dia. Nyangbe.
What are you doing? Bella Diavanti of the Proud Mende tribe. You are a good boy who loves soccer and school. Your mother loves you so much. She waits by the fire making plantains and red palm oil stew with your sister Nyanda. And the new baby. Cows wait for you. And Babu, the wild dog who wants no one but you. I know they made you do bad things. You're not a bad boy. I am your father, who loves you. And you will come home with me and be my son. Again.
This is the picture of what Paul was saying. You're no longer that. I am your father. I love you. You've been raised with me. You're identified with me, not with those who train you to how to do bad things. This is who you are. This is not something you do. This is who you are so that you can do what God has called you to do. Remember, the truth that we believe shapes the way we live. The truth of what we believe, that we believe, shapes how we live our life. If you believe that you're dead, good for nothing, slave to sin, then you will be dead, good for nothing, slave to sin person. If you believe you're worthless, of no value, then you'll just say yes to any man who would court you. You would stay in abusive relationships. Why? Because that's how you think of yourself. May identity crisis ka na kailangan ma-solve, and the only way to solve it is to know who you are in Christ. You've been redeemed. You've been set free. You've been united with God. You've been raised with Christ. This is who you are. And now it makes sense. Verse 2 would make sense where Paul tells the church, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Because you know you've been raised with Christ, you're given new life, you can now set your minds on things that are above. You can now think in light of eternity because you know who you are. But if you don't know who you are, you live for the moment. YOLO ka. Because you think, hanggang dito lang. But if you know who you are in me, then you live differently. Verse 3. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Okay? For you have died. Ano ibig sabihin niya? Slow mo natin dito. You're died with Christ. What that means is that your and this is tied up with race with Christ, is that you're died to your old way of living. I have identified myself with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. I've died with Christ. Okay? It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. It's no longer what I want. It's what God wants. So, ang tanong ko ngayon is no longer, Lord, anong plano ko? Bless mo. No. Ang tanong ko ngayon, Lord, anong plano mo sa buhay ko? My plan is according to God's plan for my life. Why? I've died with Christ. Nakarinig na ba kayo na may nagsabi? Sana wala pa nagsabi to sa inyo. You're dead to me. Patay ka na sa akin. Sakit nun, di ba? Ano ibig sabihin nun? You're dead to me. Now, in the same way, this should be your declaration when it comes to sin. When you say, I'm raised with Christ, I died with Christ, I'm raised with Christ, what it means is I can look at sin and say to sin, sin, you're dead to me. Ibig sabihin, pag may pagkain dyan, nasa harapan ko, at struggle ko yan, pwede ko sabihin sa pagkain, lechon, patay ka na! At kakainin na. Hindi ako. Yeah. I can actually say, okay, busog na ako, okay na yan. I've died to the temptations that I face every day. It means when there's lust, I would say, no, I am no longer like that. I'm dead to you because I've been raised with Christ and I'm dead with Christ. Therefore, I can say no to that. The long-term way to defeat sin is to say, I am dead with Christ. I'm raised with Christ. You're dead to me, sin. You no longer have master over me because I know who I am in Christ. Itong long term. Siyempre, short term, magkukulong ka, hindi ka titingin ng pagkain, sisirain mo yung laptop mo para hindi ka makapor. Yan yung mga short term. But the long term is to understand my identity in Christ. That sin is already dead to me. Why? Because I died with Christ. It's no longer what I want, but what God wants. This is who I am. Ikaw na to, binago ka na. So live this way because this is who you are. And then he says, you're hidden with Christ. Ano ibig sabihin ng hidden with Christ? The more I identify myself with Christ, then I'm hidden with Christ. Christ becomes bigger and I become what? Smaller. As Christ increase in my life, I decrease. It's no longer about me. Hindi na ako ang bida, hindi na ako ang hero, hindi na ako magsusulat ng sarili kong buhay. I'm now hidden with Christ. So when something happens to me and the world praises me, who do they see? They see Christ because I'm hidden with Christ. Hidden means security. Secure ako. Nakatago ako kay Lord. I'm hidden with Christ. It's security and at the same time, it's sanctification. Ibig sabihin, binabago ako ni Lord because I'm with Him. I'm identified with Him. It means, Jesus, you are the purpose of my living. Bakit maraming insecure sa mundo? Bakit 99.9% of all of us here in this room are insecure people? That was our topic in our victory group. In light of God's Christ's preeminence, saan ka pa nagiging insecure sa buhay mo? Lahat kami may nasabi. Why? Because of I haven't fully come to terms with my identity in Christ that I'm hidden with Christ. So may lumalabas na insecurity. Ibig sabihin ng insecurity kasi, I'm now identifying in others to bring security over my life. Here's the problem with insecure people. Where do you identify your security? Diba? Identity crisis nga. Ay, iba. Ah, ako I identify kasi maganda ako, gwapo ako. Dude, papangit ka din. Which is the reality of life. From ashes you come, from ashes you'll return. The law of gravity will work in your life. Kahit anong pabotox mo at wala nang feeling yung mukha mo. You base it there, you're gonna grow old. Just like everybody else. Ako, sa business ko eh. Eh, pag malugi, oh, depressed ka ngayon. Why? Because you're hiding behind success. What if God takes away the success? Or you do something stupid and you're no longer successful? What happens to you? Ah, sikat ako ngayon eh. O, ilan ang sikat na hindi na sikat ngayon? Sira buhay. Di ba bakit? Yung security mo, dyan ka nakadikit eh. Sabi ni, dapat yung security mo na kay Lord. No matter what happens, I'm hidden with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It means now I identify with Christ. In my success and in my failure, Christ is with me. Yan yung sinasabi natin, preeminence of Christ. When Christ is supreme over our life, then we're hidden with Christ. One of my favorite movies was yung Prince Caspian, no? Narnia Part 2. There was a good scene there, the last scene, si Lucy, the small girl. Siya na lang yung natitira sa magkapatid. And she was about to face a horde of monsters and big enemies. She was on the bridge. And she goes out like this. I don't know if you remember the scene. Okay, ito yung picture. Wala pa dapat yung leon dyan, pero wala na ako makita sa Google. Okay. Tapos sabi niya, tinignan niya yung kalaban. No? Tapos naglabas ng kutsilyo. Ganito kaliit. Parang butter knife. Yeah. Nagtatawanan lahat ng kalaban. Until Aslan, who's a representation of Christ in the movie, comes out and gives a big roar. Right? And this is the picture of us. When we say we're hidden with Christ. But ang lakas mo? Tapang mo? Tapang tao ka? Butter knife lang hawak mo? Hindi dahil sa kutsilyo mo. Because you're hidden with Christ. Who among you would go and fight all your problems with your butter knife? With your talent and skills and resources? Kaya nyo? Totoo, kaya nyo? Sakit lang nga na hindi masolve ng science. Anong gagawin mo? How can you fight? With my butter knife. I can do all things through my butter knife. Yeah. My butter knife gives me strength. And this is what the world will teach you. Kaya mo yan. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it. Positive thinking. Align the universe into your butter knife. Wow! You think you can do it? Kaya nga pag nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, huminto ka pag may nakikita kang in Christ. With Him. Through Him. Mabigat yun. Doon ka mag-slow mo. Hindi doon, huwag ka mag-slow mo sa application. Mag-slow mo ka. Ano ibig sabihin to? Nung sinabi niyang, hidden with Christ. Uy, lalim pala nito. Sa buhay ko pala, I'm not hidden with Christ. That's why I'm having a hard time doing good things. I'm always insecure. I'm always offended. I'm always like this. I'm always... Because you're not hidden with Christ. So no matter how hard you try to do this, because you have an identity crisis, you don't know who you are in Christ, you always fail here. Gusto nating i-skip to at dito tayo. Hindi nga, dito tayo muna. Slow mo. Listen to what Christ is telling you. This is who you are. That's why we can face the world with our butter knife. Because Christ is there. Sabi ni Paul, hindi ko kayo tatatnan. The next verse. When Christ, who is your life, appears. And that's the picture. Aslan appears. When Christ, who is your life, appears. Paul was saying, Christ would be your life. Not your success, not your marriage, not your kids. It's Christ who will give you life. Life is what you are alive to. One of our burdens today, especially among next generation, daddies and mommies, those who are raising their families now, they become so child-centric. And they feel like my identity is based on my fatherhood and my motherhood. Tingnan mo ako, magaling akong nanay. Ani man ako, wala akong yaya. Tingnan nyo. Yung 3 years old ko, nagka-calculus na. You've eliminated everything and made your child the center of attraction. So now my identity is based on that because I need to be so involved that you forget God. That you forget it's Christ who will give you life, not your kids. In fact, your kids would give you headaches in the future. And that goes with me. Yes, they give me joy, they give me also headaches. But I'm thankful they're not my life. Do I love them so much? I won't sell them because I love them. But they're not my life. If they'll get married, they won't be in our house. They cannot be my life. My wife cannot be my life. Do I love her? Of course. So much. I've spent millions. Okay. I love her so much as Christ loved the church, but who's your life? Hindi ako, I live kasi for my parents. Ang lungkot ang buhay mo. Para to sa magulang ko. Para lang maibalik. Ha? Hanggang mamatay ka, you live for a human being and not Christ? Then your parents are preeminent over your life and not God. Yung iba, I'll do this for my parents na hindi ka nga pinansin na magulang mo after. It's a sad life if you think about it. And our culture would celebrate that. The preeminence of a human being. That humans are the center of my existence. The purpose for my existence is not human beings, it's Christ. When Christ, who is your life, appears, life is what you are alive to, what makes you alive. Si Lord ba? Some of you, pagtulog kayo sa preaching ko, ibig sabihin, hindi si Lord ang life niya. No? Now, life is what makes you come alive. Pagdating ba sa things of God, you drag yourself. Pero pag kipoke mo, nasa Taiwan ka pa eh. Nahanap mo si Pikachu. Right? Got the Pokemon, stop it. Right? Why? Because you're so consumed with the things of this world. Those are fads. It would not give you life. Yung iba, grabe magtrabaho. Trabaho. Oh, binigyan ka ba ng buhay? No. Give you money. Did it give you life? No. Give you more friends who'll ask for your money. Because they're not the life. Christ is life. And then he says, then you will also appear with him in glory. Ito na naman yung him, it, appear with him. Anong ibig sabihin ng appear with him? Hindi po ibig sabihin appear, Lord. Ne. Appear with him in glory. When we appear with Christ, what that means is, appear him in glory means a future thing that will happen. Kung tatagalogin natin, sabi ni Lord, oh, kahit hirap ang buhay ngayon, ha? Pero mananalo tayo. Let's appear with him in glory. Grabe, sobrang wicked ng mundo natin. Grabe, daming kasalanan. Grabe, ganyan, nagpapatayan. Grabe, ngayon, ganyan, ganyan. Okay lang, mananalo tayo. Let's appear with him in glory. That's why you cannot stop the church. It's been labeled so many bad names, and sometimes it's true what they label the church. But when Christ is center over the church, how can you stop it? Because prophecies are made. This is not a prophet. This is a reminder of who you are. You will appear with him in glory. The future hope and glory of a Christian is understanding, mananalo din tayo. Hirap ng buhay ngayon, mananalo ka rin. Ang ganun. Kaya nga pag alam mo, you will appear with him, how would you live your life? Natatakot ka ba? Or will you take risks? Hindi na. Hindi ko na lang ligawan. Baka mabasted ako eh. Bro, mananalo ka rin. Pero hindi siya yun. You will, ibig sabihin, kung sinabi mong fullness of Christ, okay na mabasted. Bakit? Kompleto ka naman eh. Tama ba? Mga singles? Hindi, hindi mo nitino, Pastor. Okay lang yun. You go through that. But I haven't experienced it though. Nakakatawa. Erase. Okay. You will appear with Christ. Have you ever watched something na replay? At alam mo panalo yung team mo? Yeah? Cavs, Golden State, ngayon mo lang napanood. Di ba? Pero replay na, alam mo na, di ba? So ang sarap lang panood mo. Kumakain ka lang. Kahit umahabol na, si Steph Curry, half court. Mga replay eh. Alam mo naman sino panalo, di ba? So relax na, hindi yung tulad nung pagka live, di ba? Parang intense na intense. Tatangs ka na, tapos nagbi-victory group ka na para lang manalo yung team mo. Di ba? This is what it means. Panalo na eh. How will you live your life now? Oh, you'll forcefully advance the kingdom of God. One of my favorite moments in history, 1983. Man, forever changed the game of sports. This is the real thing. WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
I was five, six years old when this came out. 500-pound giant fighting a champion, a blonde champion from California. Terry the Hulk Hogan. Man, pinanood ko yan. Pero, alam mo, honest, pag pinapanood ko pa rin sa YouTube, parang naiyak pa rin ako. Kilala niyo si Hulk Hogan, no? Hindi, ang tindi nito. Ang dami kong sandong napunit dahil sa kanya. Kami magkakapatid. Ayan na. May classic. Yung mga hindi nyo, pag hindi nyo kilala si Hulk Hogan, this is the real thing. Mga UFC, peke lahat yan. This is the real thing. I'm telling you. Si Hulk Hogan, kahit na si King Kong Bundy, Big John Studd, Andre the Giant, kahit sino pang malaki yan, pag laging natatalo yan somewhere in the middle of the fight, eh, si Hulk Hogan. Hindi ito scripted, ha? Talagang bugbog, sarado siya. Kita mo, may dugo. Nire-razor yung ano niya dito. So, alam mo, man, this would... But it reminds me of God. Especially when He's down. And then, iba na eh, pag nag-shake siya ng ganun, yung... Parang wala na, talo na siya. Shake na siya. Ayun na, nag-shake na. Ito na kami magkakapatid. Man, when he shakes... Alam mo, nagre-resting pa siya hanggang ngayon, no? Kasi wala nang pera sa kakadrugs. Kaya siya shake ng shake. Okay? Kahit anong gagayin na kalaban. Yung pag nakaganon yan, di ba? Pag tatayo ng ganon. Oh, lalo kami na-excite. Parang, ito na. Mga hokamaniacs kami. Okay? Tapos, gaganon-ganon na yan. Tapos, isa ba? Ay, pag yan, naglakad na. Oh, here it comes! It's funny because we would watch this every week and it's like for us, it's like... Para kami mga minions ni Hokamania. He's our king of wrestling. And we were sure he was going to win. But there was 10%, baka hindi. Kasi laki nung kalaban. Eh pag umikot na yan, di ba? So medyo ano na yung kalaban niya. Isa pa. Uy, pag huminto yan sa shake-shake niya. Yung... Oh! Ipagkagumano na, nako, preeminence na to ni Hulk Hogan. And it teaches us something about the church in our life. May connect, eh, no? May kahit apak-apakan ka. Kahit anong lampaso sa'yo, sabi niya, mananalo ka rin. Antay mo, Holy Spirit. Hindi ka na makahinga, pressured na pressured ka, okay lang yan. Kasi noong 1983, pinakita ni Hulk Hogan, 295 pounds. Pinadis lang si Andre the Giant. Bang! Sabi ko, leg drop. Boom! Yung iba sa inyo, ma-YouTube nga yan. Panay, the rock kayo. Itong rock. And it teaches us, and I have a point here, okay? I forgot because of excitement. Di ba ang sarap nung, if you watch, sino man yan na replay na team nyo, eh, love na love nyo. Bakit, panahalo sa uli, sarap eh. Tapos tatawagan mo ulit, bro, napanood ko ulit, bro, yung banuti mo, di ba? And you do that, why? Because, wow, my side won. I will appear with him in glory. This is what it means to understand who you are in Christ. In Christ, this has happened. I'm raised with Christ. I'm dead with Christ. I'm hidden with Christ. And I will appear in the future with Christ in what? Glory. Oh, yung ending ni Hulk Hogan. Right? You're cheering. He's won. And this is what it means to be in Christ. Colossians pa lang to. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Isipin mo lahat ng Bible. Hundreds of scripture telling who you are in Christ. That's why you have to underline all the in Christ, with Christ, through Him, with Him. Underline mo yan. Bakit? Punong-puno yan. Kumuha ka ng commentary na maganda at basahin mo ano ibig sabihin nun. You will be, it's just awestruck to know who you are in Christ. Colossians 2:10, I'm complete in Christ. Everything I need is in Christ. I'm complete in Christ. I found freedom in Christ. Romans 8:2. I'm free in Christ. I'm no longer chained by any demonic strongholds over my life. I'm set free because of what He did on the cross. In righteousness, you will be established. I'm established in Christ. I'm secure in Christ. I'll be far from oppression. I will not fear from terror because it will not come near me. This is who we are. 1 John 5, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who has been born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. If you understand your identity, then the evil one cannot harm you. Kasi babalik at babalik ka. Sino nga ba ako? Anak pala ako ng Diyos, no? I'm blessed, I'm chosen, redeemed, accepted, forgiven, adopted. Ephesians 2. In fact, in Colossians 1, almost the same. I'm rescued, qualified, redeemed, forgiven. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. When God looks at us, we are a work of art. How dare we say, ang pangit ko. How dare we say, I'm not a masterpiece of God. If you know who you are in Christ, your walk would be different, your talk would be different, because you know who, you're a child of the King. And in Romans 8:37, it says we are more than conquerors. With our butter knife and with Jesus on our side, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Thus now, Paul tells us an application. Seek the things that are above. Dahil you know who you are, this is automatically what you should be doing. You seek the things that are above. Question is, what is my heart mostly devoted to? Pag nagpa-heart check-up tayo ngayon, saan ka devoted? Are you devoted to the things of God? Because you have to set your heart on things above. And then it says, set your mind on things above. What have I been filling my mind lately? Yeah. Anong laman ng utak ko? What consumes me? Is it whatever is true, pure, noble, praiseworthy? Are these the things that consumes me? Or mahilig pa rin ako mang gossip, manira ng tao, to think bad about others? Then you have an identity crisis. You're actually hurt. That's why you gossip a lot. You find your identity that you are the news source. And you haven't put your identity in Christ. Kung di ka nagpapatawad ng tao and you're filled with unforgiveness and bitterness, it goes back, ay, hindi mo naintindihan. You're loved and forgiven. And that's why you cannot love and forgive. Kaya nag-hold back ka. Bakit? May identity crisis ka eh. So ang advice actually is not, hindi magpatawad ka, hindi mahalin mo. Ang advice actually is, sino ka ba? Anak ka ba ng Diyos? Then remember what Christ did for you. This is Christ, and this is who you are in Christ. That's the best advice you give. It's not, oh, ito, prescription ko sa'yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. You tell them, this is who you are, long term. That's the way to defeat whatever insecurity and sin that you're going through. It's your identity. Go back to who you are in Christ. If I could just go down and look at each and every one of you, get your cute face and tell you, remember who you are in Christ. You're no longer your old self. You've been transformed, renewed, loved, forgiven. by this Christ. Can we just all bow down our heads and pray? Lord, we thank you so much for the love and the power of God that transforms people's lives. Lord, I thank you because, Lord, week in, we are reminded of the ultimate superiority of Christ, that you are King, you are Lord, you are preeminent. And in Christ, we are now identified. We've been raised with you. We've been given a new life. We're dead to our sin. Lord, we're hidden with Christ, that our security is no longer based on our achievements, on our position, but it's based on what you did for us. And Lord, that we would appear with you in glory in the future. That the battle belongs to the Lord. I don't need to fight this battle alone, because I will appear with Christ. This is who I am, and this is the truth. And I declare this truth over each and every one of us here in this room. Lord, may we go back to who we are. Lord, sobra mo kaming minahal. Lord, you loved us so much that your love transformed us and changed us and made us new. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sin so that we may be set free. Free from a life of condemnation, from a life of insecurity, from a life of bitterness, from a life of sin. Because now we are made alive in Christ. Lord, even as Paul declared, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.